Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. The widespread acceptance of abortion is a symbol or sign of something deeper within our society that should concern us greatly. There is an overwhelming tendency to decide moral issues or questions only on the basis of whether or not they are convenient or bring pleasure to a person. We must never think that we can solve one moral crisis by condoning another, especially the crime of murder. For unrestrained abortion is nothing less than that. The issue of abortion is not whether people have the right to terminate the life of a child. The real issue is whether or not people will insist on running their own lives according to worldly standards that oppose God's law. In today's message titled, There's No Reason for Abortion, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages believers to stand strong and proclaim the biblical truth about the sanctity of life. Let's join in.
Let's read Psalm 139 from verses 13 to 16. It tells us what the Bible says about the baby in the mother's womb. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So this shows that God knows unborn children. It's not only after a child comes out of the mother's womb that it's a viable life. It doesn't matter what your reasons are. People talk about rape and incest. Rape is still not a justification for killing a child just because the child is a product of rape. It's a separate human life. They will tell you that because the child is a product of rape, aborting it will solve your problem. The world will say that how can you force a woman to keep a child out of rape? But it's been shown statistically that women who make a choice of abortion from rape do far worse. They do far worse than women who don't, both physically and emotionally, but mostly emotionally, I tell you. Even though rape is a terrible thing, and I can understand emotions and everything else, it's still a life, and you do not have the right to take a child's life just because it's inconvenient to you or whatever the reasons are. Let me tell you a story I heard. There was a woman who was raped by a man from another race. It was even more of a stigma then than it is now. And this woman considered an abortion, but she prayed about it. And the Lord said, what right do you have to kill my child? The Lord told her he had purposes and plans for that child. Therefore, this woman gave birth to a child of mixed race in a rape situation. It was hardship on her, and she gave the child up for adoption. This child is totally grown, and she has maintained a relationship with her, and there are great things happening. This person now has children of her own. It's amazing how God used this situation. My friend, just because there is rape does not give you the right to terminate the life of a person. God made women to conceive and bear children, and if they take that away, they suffer the consequences. And so, as much as you push that aside, it still affects every area of your life. It has affected people's relationships. Some even have become alcoholics because of this. You are not even allowed to grieve the loss of your child or children because you were told they were not children. If you were allowed to grieve, you would have to admit your guilt, and so it would be something you wouldn't do again. It's time to admit that this was the wrong choice. This has impacted your life. And so you need to go on with the Lord and ask for His forgiveness. Forgive yourself and forgive the people involved. There is forgiveness. The world will not tell you the truth. They wouldn't tell you that it's a baby you want to abort. They may be walking in ignorance and unbelief as well as yourself. But the vast majority of some of these abortion clinics are driven by big money-making business. The baby in your womb has a heartbeat at 3 weeks. It has its own DNA the moment it's conceived. At 7.5 weeks, it has everything. But the good news is there is forgiveness. Abortion is murder. There is no way to whitewash it. You cannot get free with this until you confront it and face what you have done. You should also know that there is total forgiveness. God loves you, but you need to deal with this. I believe that God is speaking to you right now. I heard a lady talk about her multiple abortions. She spoke about the shame and the hurt and the feelings of it. She just couldn't go on living a quality life until she got these things resolved. And I believe that's true with many people. Maybe you are hearing me and you have committed abortion, or you know someone who has, or you are a parent, you encourage your own child to commit an abortion because you didn't want to deal with the shame of it or financial burden or whatever the issues were. I'm not trying to condemn you or make you feel bad, but I'm telling you that's murder. It's wrong. The way to overcome this is not to deny that you did anything wrong. You are going to violate your own conscience. You are going to confuse your own self. You are going to resist the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not agree with you. The Holy Spirit will constantly be showing you that this was wrong. You took a life. He will draw you to the Lord to say, I have forgiveness. If you will receive it, you can be forgiven, my friend. And so I want to encourage you that if you had committed an abortion or you have supported someone else or encouraged someone else to do it, there is forgiveness. But it's not through denial. It's not through changing the rules. It's through rejecting the lies that you have been told. You need to go to the Word of God and you need to appropriate the forgiveness that's available to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you think you cannot be forgiven, then God sent His Son to die on the cross for nothing. Why did Jesus come to the world? I'm asking you. Why did He shed His blood on the cross at Calvary? Abortion is wrong. It's a sin, but God can forgive you and put your past behind you. That's good news, friend. Abortion must not destroy your life. If you have had one, don't let it destroy your life. If you get the understanding of this incredible God and His loving grace, then you can believe in His forgiveness. There is forgiveness available to you. So you can reach out and receive it. Some people are afraid with so much shame and guilt associated with abortion that they never talk about it. Some are young and others are old who made this choice many years ago. If you can't believe God for forgiveness, how can you believe Him for healing or protection or anything else? I assure you that the shame, the guilt, the pain can go because of what Jesus did. The way the world deals with approaching this is that they try to deal with the guilt and condemnation by saying it's not wrong. They try to convince themselves and get adamant towards anybody who says abortion is wrong. But the proper way to deal effectively with this, it's not to try to whitewash it or make it out to be less than what it was, but to go to Jesus and receive forgiveness. Forgiveness is the only way to get that totally purged from your life. Sometimes bitterness is a huge thing in this. I have heard about people who had bitterness towards themselves and the people who were involved in the process. You may go through deliverance and all kinds of stuff, thinking that you will be relieved from that pain and bitterness. The best way to be delivered from this is to seek God's forgiveness through His Word. That's the key. God wants to set you free from this more than you want, and if you will open up and ask for His direction, God will help every single woman. And it's not only women, because there is a man behind every pregnancy. It's not only women. A man who let his wife abort their child, if he will just open up, ask God for help, He will show you how to get through this and how to receive His forgiveness. Get to know the character of God, who He is, what He came to do, the price He paid for us. He will show you and lead you to that forgiveness you need. I heard a woman who said, "I know God will forgive me," but later she said, "I cannot forgive myself." Some people know this incredible God and know His forgiveness, but not to the point that they are going to make that choice to believe that they have been forgiven. We need to believe and receive all that God has for us. You have to forgive the people involved. God cares about every area of your life, so He is not going to let you live one moment to not be totally set free from those choices. Ask God for help and you will experience tremendous freedom and forgiveness. Don't live with this any longer. Don't let it impact your life. Don't settle for less than Christ has for you. Your wrong thoughts will be replaced with God's truths and thoughts if you seek Him. God's Word is what brings life. His Word is spirit and life. We need His knowledge. His knowledge will help us to make the right choices. This is not the right choice. Let me lead you. That's what the Holy Spirit will do to you. God's Word is the truth. Don't abort a child. It's a child. It's not a blood of tissue. It's not nothing. A baby in its mother's womb is supposed to be in the safest place in the world. And yet, it's not because of abortion. You can just turn to the Lord, receive forgiveness, and be set free from this. Once you get the understanding of how loving our Heavenly Father is and that He paid for all our sins on the cross, then you will go to Him and receive forgiveness. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to every woman and man out there that no lie can live in their hearts and in their thoughts any longer. That they now receive and accept your finished work at the cross and to receive your healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually for choices that they have made in the past that might not even be contemplating this very day. That there is hope even in an unplanned pregnancy. We command the lies to be replaced with the truths of God. Your healing power and authority and love and grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.